In this week's Sedra, we have a case of Yaakov who sent Malachim to Esau to try and make peace with him as he was going to meet him. It says that Yaakov Avinu sent Malachim to Esau, and he told the Malachim to tell Esau, "Koisoim uladoini leEsau, im Lavan garti, although I lived with Lavan, v'shalchar, I've lived with Lavan, and I've come to tell you, v'shalchar lahagid ladoini limtachim ladoini, I've sent messengers to you to come and find peace in your eyes." Says Rashi, Dover Acher, "Garti b'gematria tariyak." That garti is the gematria tariyak. What Yaakov was trying to tell Esau is that Im Lavan Arosha Garti, although I lived with Lavan Arosha, Tarag Mitzvah Shamati, Vloilomati, Mimaisav Aroim. I kept Tarag Mitzvahs and I didn't learn from his bad ways whatsoever. That is very shver to what Yaakov said to Esau for a few reasons. First of all, he's talking to Esau Arosha. He's not talking to anyone else, he's talking to Arosha, big Arosha. Why should Esau care if Yaakov kept the Tarag Mitzvah, so he's over and all that various Shavuilom? He doesn't care, it doesn't interest him. Another question is, how could Yaakov Avinu come and say, "I kept all the Tarag Mitzvahs," if at least one mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Em it's not possible to keep? Hare, Yaakov Avinu was away from his parents for 22 years, and in those 22 years he could not have kept Mrs. Kibud Av Ve'Em. The Hagam that his parents sent him, Rivka, was a mitzvah on him to run away from Esau. But we see that Yaakov was punished for being gone for so long. So it's efsha maybe to answer it according to a famous question in the Rambam. The Rambam asks, how is it shayach for a person to be mekayim all the Tarag mitzvahs? All the clothing on a mitzvah is considered to clothing for the guf and the neshama. If a person is lacking a mitzvah, it's as if he's lacking part of his clothing. It's as though he's lacking, he's got a hole in his clothing, he'll be missing a sleeve to his shirt or a leg to his pants. He won't be completely dressed. So even if you're talking about the biggest tzaddik shevoilom, who's never been over an aver in his whole life, it's not physically shayach to be mekayim. There's mitzvahs that of a kohen that a levi can't keep, there's mitzvahs of a levi that a kohen can't do, there's mitzvahs of yeshuv Eretz Yisrael which some of you live in Chutz Haaretz can't keep. There's all sorts of mitzvahs which a person could never be mekayim. The Rambam answers this question in two ways. Number one, you have a way of gilgul neshamos, which is a person, let's say he lives his whole life a complete tzaddik, he's not over any averus whatsoever. So he lives as a Yisrael, that means he's mekayim all the mitzvahs of Yisrael. He'll be nifter, he'll come back as a kohen. That way he'll be mekayim all the mitzvahs of a kohen, and so forth, he'll keep coming back in a gilgul until he's been mekayim every one of the mitzvahs. But it's very shver to do that, because even if in one gilgul a person is a complete tzadi gomer and he's taka mekayim all the mitzvahs, you can never know whether in the next gilgul he will be mekayim all the mitzvahs. Maybe he'll be a rasha, maybe he won't stand in the nisyonis. It's a very difficult way of being mekayim all the mitzvahs. So Hashem in his rachamim gave the yidden another choice. He gave us another way of being mekayim all the mitzvahs. By being friends and having avas chinam, being mechabed and loving every Jew, you become a shutef in the other yid's mitzvahs. So that means if you have avas chinam with another yid, for example a kohen, so the kohen will be, you will be zeichin all the kohen's mitzvahs, and the kohen will be zeichin all your mitzvahs, and that way you'll be mekayim all the mitzvahs. Everyone together will be mekayim all the mitzvahs. And according to that, we also understand the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, where we have the case of the Goy who came to Hillel Hazaken, and he says to him, "Gaireni al menos shetelamdeni es kol haTorah kulo k'sheni omed al regel achas. Be megar me in a way that I'll learn the whole Torah whilst I'm standing on one foot." So this way you can understand that Hillel answered to him that Loch Soni lechavroch leisavid, have avas chinam, be mekayim the mitzvah of after recha kamoicha, and that way you'll be mekayim the whole Torah. Hillel was trying to teach this guy that the only way you could be mekayim the whole Torah how you could be mepayam the whole Torah in one Gilgul, that this is what this guy wanted. He wanted in my feet that I'm standing now, and not that I'll come back in a few Gilgulim to be mepayam the whole Torah. He's saying the only way you could do it is by having Ahavas Chinom, by having Ahavas Chinom be mepayam the whole Torah. That way you'll be a shutef with all the Yidden, and you'll be zoche in everyone else's mitzvahs in order to make you completely perfect. So this way it answers very nicely what our question in Yaakov Avinu, what was he trying to tell Esau? He's telling Esau, I know that you've hated me forever, but you should know that I have no hate for you whatsoever. In fact, I love you, and I want to be mechabed you. I'm coming to find peace in your eyes. And therefore, by me having peace and being mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av, being mekayim the mitzvah of avta re'echa kamecha, I'm zoichin your mitzvah of kibud avoim, which we know was Esav's strong point. And Yaakov is telling Esav even more than that. Hare, it's known that if all of Klal Yisrael are mekayim the whole Torah, ein kol umma v'loshin sholetes bohem. Nobody whatsoever could harm Klal Yisrael if we're being mekayim the whole Torah. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu was telling Esau, ah, you're going to have shver, you're going to say, I wasn't mekayim mitzvahs, kibud avayim, therefore I have a weak point, so you should know. I've come to be your friend. I want to be mechabed you. And therefore, I'll be zoich in your mitzvah of kibud avayim. Once I'm zoich in your mitzvah of kibud avayim, I'll also be a tzaddik gomor, I'll have been mekayim all the mitzvahs, and therefore there's absolutely nothing you could do to me, and I will be a tzaddik gomor, and like we said, ein kol umma v'loshein sheletes bohem.